Welcome, a listener, to another episode of Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug. This is episode 131 of the podcast. And actually, this is going to denote a little bit of a change in the podcast publishing schedule for the next few weeks. So, of course, we are in the Advent season. That means that there are bite-sized virtue episodes in production, but those are going to follow the podcast's same bi-weekly cadence. And the regular podcast is also going to follow its same bi-weekly cadence, and I'll publish them in off weeks. So practically, there's going to be something new every week for the next few weeks. Odd weeks will be Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug. Even weeks will be Bite-Sized Virtue, or maybe it's vice versa. Doesn't really matter. It'll be one, then the other, week to week. The episodes that aren't Bite-Sized Virtue, this being the first of them, we'll focus on Ultima 9. Of course, this is the last single-player Ultima that was released. It was released in November of 1999, which makes 2019 its 20-year anniversary. And so it seems appropriate to do a few episodes that focus on the game and offer different perspectives on it. Initially, I was going to collect all of these commentaries from different members of the Ultima Dragons community and amalgamate them into like one very finely edited episode where kind of interwove all of these different comments. That's not going to happen. My work schedule is not going to permit it. My family schedule is not going to permit it. I just don't have time. So instead, miniature episodes where we focus on comments from one dragon in particular each week. This week, a shorter episode from Deathblade Dragon, who happily recorded some thoughts on the game on, I assume, his commute either to or from work. So thank you, Deathblade, and we'll enjoy his thoughts in this show. But, of course, just the obligatory reminder, we are now hosted on Anchor.fm, a new and much more, not so new anymore, but very social podcast hosting platform. You can find us at anchor.fm/sssh podcast or at spamspamspamhumbug.com. If you are visiting us on Anchor, you can take advantage of some of the community features there. You can leave us voice messages up to a minute in duration. Please, somebody do this. We'll work you into an episode. Might even become the topic of the episode. You never know. You can give our episodes applause. You can like individual episodes or the podcast itself from within the Anchor app. And of course, our integration with Anchor brings us to the Apple HomePod and to Google Home. So try saying, hey Siri, or hey Google, as the case may be, play the podcast, Spam, 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 Humbug. Alexa command still in consideration. And as always, this episode of Spam, 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 Humbug is brought to you by our Patreon backers. Thank you to everyone who supports the podcast and the Codex by that means. And as always, a hearty thank you to our co-producers, Seth, Goldenflame, Chris, Brickbat, Dominic, Violation, Cranberry, Christopher, Bruce, Dark Wraith Dragon, Helgruff, Gronk, Pascal, and Thorwan. All right, let's hear from Deathblade.
Topic of conversation, Ultima 9 and its 20th anniversary. Thought I'd chip in a few thoughts of my own on it since it's such a controversial subject. I personally enjoyed Ultima 9. I can definitely see the flaws with it. However, I don't have the extreme angst for it that you tend to see more often than not, which has been pointed out by numerous others. I don't think that the majority feels that way, but it definitely is kind of the reputation it has that it's an awful game and killed the Ultima series and whatever the case may be. I don't think so, but to each their own. I've never personally finished it, however I have seen it completed. I tried to replay it fairly recently, and the controls for, you know, modern sensibilities are kind of clunky in my opinion. I'm sure there have been modifications over the years to maybe clean that up a little bit, but I just found them to be a little more complicated to get into than I was really willing to commit to at the time. So they didn't bother me when I first played it way back in, 2002, 2003, somewhere in there. But as I said before, I don't really see what the point of all the angst is. I do understand that, you know, there's some kind of inconsistencies with the lore and things like that, but, you know, take into consideration the development cycle of the game, and basically the only reason it came out at all was due to a couple of people that were determined to make it happen, and somehow they did. So, you know, for me personally, if they somehow put out a re-release of it with, you know, tweaks here and there, and I would gladly play a remaster of it, some updated visuals, some, you know, smoother controls, that sort of thing. Maybe some of the plot holes ironed out. I'm way less concerned about that than some people are. So, you know, if you want to leave it fictionally intact, by all means. But I would definitely buy a remaster of Ultima 9 and to actually play it through if EA was so compelled to do that, which I'm quite certain isn't the case. But as far as, you know, it's been 20 years since we've had a numbered Ultima, I'd like to see a return to the series. I don't think I'd necessarily want to see, like, the Ultima that came next, if that makes sense. Like, I would probably rather a reboot of the series, just because, first of all, no one involved in the original would be involved in the new game. And maybe some of the sensibilities from the original series wouldn't really play out well for modern gamers. To me, I would take probably a reboot of the series as what's next from Ultima 9 than to say, you know, Ultima 10, even though we almost had Ultima 10 and then it got canned. But I would reboot the story then rather than try to continue the story. There, maybe that's the right way to put it. But yeah, so I liked it. I definitely appreciate it for what it is. I definitely appreciate, you know, the achievements it accomplished for its time as a game that came out in 1999. Was it perfect? Of course not. But does the good outweigh the bad? Probably in most ways. Like, it wasn't that the game was unplayable, specifically. It was definitely buggy at launch. I do remember that. I actually had a friend, for whatever reason, bought it, having never played any of the Ultimas before, but the only reason he bought it was because I liked it so much, and I think he just wanted to thumb his nose at me, because I didn't get it when it first came out. I bought it on eBay a few years later, actually, and then I have two copies of it now, and a digital copy, so all told, I have four copies, or have at various points had four copies of Ultima 9. So, and yet none of them were the Dragon Edition, oddly enough. But, yeah. So, I liked it. It had its issues, for sure. Every game does. It had its bits and pieces that were head-scratchers. But I'm not one of those people that tends to really and truly hate a game. I have definitely played a few games that I really didn't care for. And I've played a few most of the way through, if not all the way through, that I didn't really care for. But it's rare. And even games where, like, there's mechanics that annoy me, or there's, you know, levels that annoy me, or there's characters that annoy me, or whatever the case is, or there's just, you know, the way something works, or a bug, or whatever. They annoy me, and I just move on. And, you know, Ultima 9 had its issues, and I moved on. I didn't, okay, well, this game's awful, I hate it, bye. It was, whatever. So, that's kind of my two cents. A little longer than I expected. Probably didn't really say everything I had, but it was kind of off the cuff. So, that's that. Enjoy it. Go back and play it. Whatever you want to do. Complain about it. Hate it. Love it. Whatever. It's your call. You can play whatever games you like.
If you want to join the Ultima Dragons, you can do so at udic.org, whereat you can choose your very own dragon name. You can also find the Ultima Dragons on Facebook. We have a Facebook group there. And you can follow @Ultima Dragons on Twitter, or join them on Discord. And if you're feeling really old school, you can even fire up a Telnet client and check out the Wear Mount. Hit up the show notes for links to all of these. If you want to participate more directly in the podcast, you can send us an email. Or if you're feeling a little bit braver, leave us a voice message in one of three places: the podcast website, our Facebook page, or on anchor.fm. And you're also welcome to join us on our Discord server to chat with us, to lurk, or even contribute to podcast recordings when they happen. And again, links in the show notes. If you'd like to support Spam 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 Humbug, you can do so at patreon.com/ultimacodex, where for as little as a dollar a month, you can get access to episodes the day before they go live to the general public. You'll also get access to behind-the-scenes audio when we have some to share, and possibly other interesting content. But we also welcome your moral support. You can like the Ultima series on Facebook, follow at Ultima Codex on Twitter, or leave the podcast a review on iTunes. And you're also welcome to share our episodes with your friends and social media circles. Spam 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 Humbug is a production of the Ultima Codex. You can find show notes online at spamspamspamhumbug.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.